addressing needs no introduction. All the faculty members and all the students of ours, their presentations, writings. Just a very brief Ujjwal did his MA in 1985 from Delhi University, then went on to London. In 1996, he earned his PhD from School of Oriental and African Studies at University of London in United Kingdom. The topic of his PhD thesis was political prisoners in India. He served in Hindu College for quite a number of years, 1986 to 94 as a lecturer, 1994 to 98 as a senior lecturer. Then he moved to Punjab University, Chandigarh, where he was a reader in political science from 1998 to 2004. Then he came back to University of Delhi, where he was the reader again 2004 to 2006, and again as a professor from 2006 onwards. So he has over two decades of teaching and research experience, and during this time he has guided in number of numerous MPhil and PhD scholars. He has held an ICCR India chair at Institute of Technology, Sydney, Australia in 2012, was a fellow at Nehru Memorial Museum and Library in 2004, and he was also holding Felix Scholarship at University of London during his doctoral study 1992 to 96. He has numerous publications in terms of books, edited books, co-edited books, and articles in author chapters. Just let me name a few of them. In 2009, Human Rights and Peace, Ideas, Laws, Institutions, and Movements. This was published by SAIS. In 2008, Towards Legal Literacy, An Introduction to the Law in India, co-edited with Kamala Sankaran. In 2007, The State, the Democracy, Anti-Terror Laws in India, also by SAGE. And 1998, Political Prisoners in India, based on his doctoral thesis. So without wasting any more time, so may I request all of you to give a big round of applause to Professor Ujjwal Singh. And Ujjwal is going to talk about today's topic is Reclaiming Democracy, Political Fast as a Mode of Resistance. So he'll speak for about 20-25 minutes. Thereafter, we'll take some Q&A. Thank you. Please switch off your mobiles at this time.
Thank you so much, Mr. Alam, and thanks to all of you for welcoming me over here. The theme which we have picked up for discussion today, or main Hindi Angrezi dono mein baat karunga. So the theme which we have picked up is Reclaiming Democracy, Political Fast as Mode of Resistance. Now, why I have chosen political fast, not just hunger strike? We are aware that fasting is something which is part of religious cultural tradition. All religion have this, whether it's Islam, whether it's Hinduism, whether it's Jainism, whether it's Christianity, they all have. On certain occasions, people go on fasting, right? But we are not going to that area. There are people who worked on that. जैसे in Ireland में, England की जो colony उस समय थी, वहाँ पे Irish prisoners जब वो hunger strike पे बैठते थे, वो Christianity से अपने tradition को derive करते थे. There are some ideas, some people talk about that when Gandhi went on hunger strike. I mean, hunger fast, not hunger strike. Then he derived this idea from his, you know, took lesson from his mother, who used to go on fast as a part of religious tradition. So hunger fast or political fast do have some roots in religious tradition also. But wo abhi wo mudda hum nahi baat karenge. We will focus on political fast. What would be a political fast? Right? Gandhi is one good example of someone who's going on fast. For political ends, for political purposes. Gandhi ne bar bar jab wo baithte the hunger strike hum log kehte hain, wo Gandhi would never use the term strike. He would use the term fast, not strike. That's something. So it's part of religious tradition, but we will focus on political fast. Reclaiming democracy. Now my basic point is I'm not looking democracy in terms of government. हम आप तौर पे शुरू कर देते हैं अब्राहम लिंकन के नाम से गवर्नमेंट फॉर द पीपल, उससे हम दूर चले जाते हैं. डेमोक्रेसी इज नॉट ओनली अबाउट गवर्नमेंट, एक्चुअली गवर्नमेंट इज ओनली स्मॉल पार्ट ऑफ द फाइन डेमोक्रेसी. सो डेमोक्रेसी आई टेक इट मोर इन टर्म्स ऑफ द सिटीजन्स और द मेंबर्स ऑफ द कम्युनिटी, देयर पार्टिसिपेशन, एंड द लैंग्वेज वुड बी वन ऑफ राइट्स, वन ऑफ ड्यूटीज. व्हेन गांधी यूज्ड टू गो ऑन हंगर फास्ट, He did not use the language of rights. He actually used the language of duties. He said, it is my duty to oppose unjust laws. तो उसने भाषा बदल दी. उसने कहा कि मेरा ये कर्तव्य है कि अगर ऐसे कानून हैं जो कि अनजस्ट हैं, हाँ, उनके विरुद्ध में हमारा ये कर्तव्य बनता है कि उनको अपोज करेंगे. और रॉलेट एक्ट, रिमेंबर, इट वाज अ मास हंगर फास्ट. गांधी गेव अ कॉल दैट यू नो लेट्स प्रोटेस्ट अगेंस्ट दैट. सो ही ट्रांसफॉर्म द लैंग्वेज ऑफ राइट्स इनटू वन ऑफ ड्यूटीज. ही सेड एज अ ह्यूमन ऑल ऑफ अस हैव अ ड्यूटी टू अपोज दैट सर्टेन अनजस्ट लॉज. So democracy more in terms of language of rights, duty and justice. Okay, justice is a very important component of that. So when we're looking at democracy, we are thinking of citizens' rights to be heard. उनकी आवाज सुनी जाए. लोकतंत्र का एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण पहलू है that you know my voice, our voice should be heard. And how do you do that? There I'll come to this. And political fast are one way where you force the authorities to hear your voice. आप बैठते हैं कहीं ना कहीं कोट एंड कोट हंगर स्ट्राइक या पोलिटिकल फास्ट पे बैठते हैं और आप ये एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं कि जो भी राज है, जो भी सत्ता है, वो आपकी बात सुने. मे एक्ट मे नॉट एक्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू योर विशेष बट एटलीस्ट दे यू हैव अ राइट टू बी हर्ड. ओके, दैट द मिनिमम थिंग विच वन इज क्लेमिंग दैट वन इफ वी आर ट्राइंग टू रिक्लेम डेमोक्रेसी एटलीस्ट द मिनिमम दैट वी वॉन्ट the state to look at is to hear our voices. Okay, cannot completely do away with that. In that sense, political fast is a mode of resistance. Agar aap is nazaron se dekhenge to wo ek kahin na kahin resist karne ki prakriya hoti hai. It's not just for the sake of it people sit on hunger fast. Okay, there's something, some agenda to bring in. Now one image which all of us are familiar, shayad kahin na kahin hum thoda jante hain unke bare mein, आयरम शर्मिला के बारे में जानते हैं. मुझको मालूम है कि एक हमारे कॉलीग हैं डीयू में, नंदी सुंदर, उन्होंने शुरू की थी आयरम शर्मिला के नाम पे अवार्ड एक शुरू किया है. उसमें जामिया के दो स्टूडेंट्स, तीन आज तक हुआ, दो जामिया के जिनको सेलेक्ट किया गया था जो यहां पे पढ़ रहे थे. सो वाई आयरम शर्मिला? आयरम शर्मिला टुक द रिकोर्स ऑफ हंगर फास्ट अगेंस्ट unjust laws, what she considers to be unjust laws, AFSPA, Armed Forces Special Power Act. Now, so when you think of hunger fast, you also think of that dimension, that context, that there is a certain context. The context in Manipur was, and this is for 14 years now, 14 saal se wo hunger fast pe baithi hai. So 14 years back, in a village called Malom, on 3rd of November, army men came and they were, in their viewpoint, they were chasing some quote-unquote secessionists. Or now what we use the language of terrorists. Pehle ye terrorism ka language use nahi hota tha. So terrorists, and they indiscriminately killed many people over there. So Aram Sharmila said justice should be done. It's still not been done. Nobody has been punished in that case. But you have an image of a young woman. Now remember, young woman, 14 years sitting on hunger fast, as protesting against imposition of Armed Forces Special Power Act in Manipur, but also, you know, she's up against that law. She says, well, we don't need this law. So what is she doing? When she's sitting on hunger fast, she's basically asking state that here I'm sitting on hunger fast, I'm, you know, part of self-suffering. Do listen to other voices in Manipur, and there are enough ground to say that AFSPA should be removed, not only removed from Manipur, but AFSPA as a law shouldn't exist. Okay, that's one of the examples which is there. Now, we are talking about all nice things over here. Resistance, Aram Sharmila. Are these the only people who sit on hunger fast? No, gradually what has happened, आ जाओ बुलबुल इधर से जगह है आ जाओ. सो what इज हैपनिंग इज इज नॉट ओनली पीपल हु आर रेसिस्टिंग हु आर सिटिंग ऑन हंगर फास्ट. सम एग्जाम्पल, आई होप यू अवेयर, बट इफ यू नॉट अवेयर, आवर प्रेजेंट प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी, एनीबडी रिमेंबर्स, ही डिड ही सिट ऑन हंगर फास्ट एट एनी पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम?
सन्यासी नहीं सर, गुजरात में ही सैट ऑन अ फास्ट जिसमें उन्होंने कारपेट बिछवाया था और बकायदा उसमें लंच भी मिला था, समथिंग लाइक दिस हैपेंड।
तब तो फास्ट गड़बड़ा जाएगा।
नहीं सर, बाकी लोगों के लिए आई मीन।
हाँ, नहीं नहीं, बिल्कुल आप बिल्कुल सही कर रहे हैं। सितंबर 2011, नो व्हाई दिस एग्जांपल इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट। इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट बिकॉज we normally have image of Gandhi, we have image of Bhagat Singh, we have image of Bhattukeshwar Das, huh? People, Srimalu in Andhra, you know, Anna Hazare over here, yes. You have these images. But remember, the modes of resistance does not remain the preserve of only some. That could be used by many others, right? To the extent, and there lies the contradiction. Ek dwand aap dekhenge ki something which we see as a recourse for the powerless, for someone who doesn't have any power, that person is using that, forcing the state to at least hear, but the same mode will be appropriated by those who are also in power. And then they will say, for example, say hartal, strike. Normally what happens, people who suffer, three-wheeler, जो तीन पहिए drive करते हैं, they will go on a hartal. But then what happened in independent India, started with people who were resisting, and then government in power also went on strike. It happened so many times in West Bengal, CPM, Trinamool. I mean, what you realize that the modes which you're looking in terms of, as a modes of resistance, no longer remain the preserved. Why it happens? Because there's something very powerful about these modes, modes tarike. Aap hunger fast pe baithte hain, uska ek jazba hai, uska ek impact padta hai, log dekhte hain, log samajhte hain, judte hain. But many a times those in power also appropriate it. It may have result, it may not have, and you are absolutely right. 2011 which he said, and then his argument was that he was trying to cleanse himself, वो अपने आप को शुद्ध कर रहे थे, क्योंकि उनके अगेंस्ट एलिगेशन था कि पहले क्या किया गया है. सो एंड यू राइट, इट वॉज अ बिग शमियाना, देर वर मेनी एसीज, एंड देन ही सैट, एंड देर वर मेनी पीपल हु केम इन हु पेड द ट्रिब्यूट. एक लाइन से लोग जा रहे थे, एंड देर वर ऑल्सो सिंबलिक थिंग, हर कम्युनिटी के लोग आकर के ट्रिब्यूट पे किए, वो गए. सो ऑल आई एम सेइंग इज दैट टेक इट सीरियसली, इट्स नॉट दैट यू नो इट विल हैव ओनली वन मीनिंग. We are looking at the dominant meaning political fast as a mode of resistance. But political fast may also become a mode of legitimacy. आप उसको एक अपने आप को वैध करने के लिए आप भी यह तरीके अपनाते हैं. Okay? And before that and after that, the leader of opposition in Gujarat, Waghela, he also sat on fast. बोले कि उन्होंने ऐसा किया है, उससे शुद्धि नहीं हुई, अब हम भी कर रहे हैं. Now, so you'll have to make a distinction over there. Something which very few people are aware, there's someone called Swami Ganesh Rup Anand, who was formerly a professor, G.D. Agarwal. He sat for hunger fast for 115 days. For?
Ganga.
Bhai, sab jaan hi rao bada, isse achhi baat kya hoge? Haan, bilkul Ganga. To wahan pe baithe, fir unko hospital mein bheja gaya. Haan. But he was consistent. No, not a big drama. No press was there, but he consistently sat. So you'll have all kind of people against corruption. Anna Hazare, there was also that phase. Okay, Arvind Kejriwal, all so many people for different. So there are different agendas, and people sit on hunger fast to highlight those issues. How does state respond? And I've got 5 more minutes, 20 minutes. I'll finish at exactly in 20 minutes. One was, if you look at some of these things which are prevalent, it is all over the world. Guantanamo Bay prisoners, they went on hunger fast. Fine. Prisoners all over the world regularly go on hunger fast. Fine. Their demand is not big demand. Their demand is basic living conditions in the jails. That's it. All over the world. I mean, it's colored Americans in USA, Guantanamo Bay prisoners over there. Fine. Over here, many times, even now, probably in one jail or the other, there will be Marxist Leninist or Mao's prisoners will be on hunger strike. So there have been people who are going on hunger strike as such. What has been the response of the state? In colonial times, what Britishers did, not in colonial India, but back in Britain, they followed three kind of policies. Fine. One is what was known as policy of cat and mouse. Billi or chuhe ka khel. It's actually in the title of the act. It's titled as Temporary Discharge of Prisoners Act. Suffragettes, jo aurte apni voting right ke liye fight kar rahi thi England mein, wo hunger fast pe gayi. Ab jab wo hunger fast pe jati hai to kamzor ho jati hai. Aap karte kya hai, unko release kar dete hai. Jab wo health regain kar leti hai, wapas jail mein le aate hai. Now many times people would say, okay, then they were lenient towards women. Trust me, if any one of you have gone on hunger fast for some time, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, you realize your body gets attuned to that. Body jo us process mein aa jati ki aap sahan kar lete hain. But the moment you go take food, then you have to go back again to the whole thing. It's torturous. It's very torturous. Breaking hunger fast, then going back, it's not easy. Once you've taken a resolve, you want to die, that's one thing. So that was another recourse which they took in Britain. And they used the term, let the prisoners take its own recourse. Jo bhi kaidi hai, wo apna raasta apna hi chunega. They used against Irish, quote-unquote, terrorists. Many died in jail. Mrs. Thatcher ke samay mein kaafi hua, ki aap fungus type pe baithe ho, ab aapke haath pe. Ab uske baad, so that was another. Third was forcible feeding. That what you did, like Arun Sharmila, agar aap hunger fast pe baithe hain, to jabardasti aapko jabran khilaya jayega. Aur wo khilane ki prakriya itni aasan nahi hoti. It's again a very torturous process because you can't really push the food inside. So what you put in liquid, nowadays you put in intravenous drips, things like that. In India, what happened? In India, again, there were three policies, okay? But more important was, in India, there was this jailer called F.A. Barker, fine? And he was the one who dealt with Bhagat Singh and his hunger fast. Incidentally, I must tell you, when Bhagat Singh and others went on hunger fast in jail, their demand was that in jails, the classification of prisoners, which were done on exactly class lines, social class, ki aap बेहतर घराने से हैं, आप अमीर हैं, आपके पास प्रॉपर्टी, आपको बेहतर सुविधा मिलेगी और दूसरों को नहीं मिलेगी. They went on hunger strike and they also said Europeans shouldn't have better facilities. Unfortunately, the result was that the demands were not met and what is today known as ABC classification came after this hunger fast. So not always your hunger fast would produce results. Let's not look in terms of ends and means as such that we do this and the hemp results would come in. Resistance ka aisa juru nahi ki wo end aapko mil hi jaye. Aam taur pe jyada tar nahi milta hai. Aap suffer karte hain. But that itself is an end. But what happened to F.A. Barker? He devised a whole strategy how to deal with hunger striking prisoners. What happened? You went on hunger strike. Okay. For first few days you are on hunger strike and then what they do? They'll bring food before you. And then they'll take it away. Psychological warfare. Okay? And then, what happens? Forcible feeding. Prisoners also have a resolve that, they won't like to be forcibly fed. So, jo colonial time mein jailon mein hota tha, kaidi ko bandha, 10 logon ne pakda, sulaya, aur phir jo forcible feeding ka time aaya, to chhod diya. Now, that's again a psychological battle because what you're doing, you're trying to break the resolve. Because once you are put on bed and the person comes and wants to feed you, you're mentally prepared. You're prepared to have and you're prepared to resist. And all of a sudden, everything is gone. Fine? And then psychologically, you're broken in many times. Okay? What happens? Gradually, you start craving for food. Ab aap fast pe hai. और खुशबू बराबर आ रही है, सब लोग खा रहे हैं यहाँ पे, तो थोड़ा तो असर पड़ेगा ना, या तो गुस्सा आएगा, नहीं तो लगेगा कि थोड़ा सा करने में क्या जाता है. Then you do. And then finally, the third stage would be when the person is virtually like, you know, would not survive. Then you start feeding. But one policy is, remember, once you're in jail, once you're in custody, it's state which has to protect you. Now, it is under that provision that Aram Sharmila is forcibly fed and the cases against her for crime of committing suicide. Very interesting. It's a whole term which takes in.
Euthanasia, sir.
Sorry?
Euthanasia.
Euthanasia, maybe, but you know, but her position is not one of euthanasia, yeah, remember.
The government has been, you know.
But they try to do that, you know, in the name of preserving your life. Mm. This whole debate, which I won't go into this, that whether hunger fast and state response leads to torture, why some hunger fasts, you know, are successful and others are not, and how do you map the success? Means what is the parameters on which you will say, okay, this is successful and that is unsuccessful? Because if actually hunger fast lead to outcome, वो हमेशा होगा. आप विद्यार्थी हैं तो अभी इलेक्शन का माहौल नहीं आया है तो वो पांच बैठेंगे, हाँ, माला पहनाया जाएगा, बाकी बड़े स्केप्टिकल होंगे कि कुछ खा रहा होगा पीछे, बड़ा क्वेश्चन मार्क होगा, लेकिन वो एक पूरा पूरा एक रिचुअल होगा. हाँ, फिर कोई आएगा नींबू पानी पिलाएगा और वो बड़ा नेता कोई आएगा या वीसी आके करेंगे. नाउ रिमेंबर दैट्स ऑल्सो स्पेक्टेकल. एक एक जो आप देखते हैं पब्लिक में, ये कैसे दिखाया जाता है, क्या स्टेज मैनेज होता है, दैट्स वन पार्ट. बट अदर पार्ट इज यू थिंक ऑफ द मोस्ट पावरलेस कॉमनिस्ट. कॉमनिस्ट ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड वेंट ऑन हंगर स्ट्राइक. They thought, you know, they'll bring revolution. They went on guerrilla warfare. But once they were confined in prison, they realized nothing would work except for self-sacrifice of this kind. So they initially, in India, the communists were very opposed to Gandhi's position. But, and Naxal still, they thought, you know, we are caving into the government's position. But they realized that the powerless would exercise power through self-suffering. Let me end on this note. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Professor Ujjal. I think now it's the time for Q&A. So let us take some questions. Okay.
मैंने 22-23 मिनट लिया है आपका.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. आप जरा दो चार, please raise your hand. Okay. So we can take a cluster of questions if possible.
Sir, I'd like to ask you two questions here. Sir, political fast is fine with the opposition or the citizens doing, because it has a meaning, it has something which has to be, you know, looked upon. But how far is it legitimate to the, you know, when the ruling government sits on fast, like the Delhi government sat on fast, the chief minister is sleeping on the road, how far is it, you know, actually, you know, the right thing to do? And my second question is, what is your take on Baba Ramdev and his fast, because it was brutally broken down? So what are your takes on both these questions, sir?
Can we take some more questions?
Jo dil kare baat karna,
please.
Haan, aisa mat
sochna ki, okay, English,
Hindi mein zyada bol raha hu.
Haan, bataiye.
On the, you spoke of the concept of self-sacrifice back in the Nazi days, of when, you know, Soviet Union was on the rise, when they had espionage on the run, they had cyanide pills that they would hide behind their teeth, and they would eventually crush in order to kill themselves. So would this also fall under this category, as we were saying?
Aren't these very difficult questions? थोड़ा नाम भी बता दोगे अपना?
अपना अपना.
My name is Thomas James.
Thomas James.
The honors Paul Science first.
हाँ.
अच्छा आपका?
ध्रुव सिंगल सर, एमए पॉल साइंस फर्स्ट ईयर.
एमए पॉल साइंस.
नेम इज श्री कुमार. माय क्वेश्चन इज, समथिंग हैज पर्सनली फील दैट गोइंग ऑन हंगर स्ट्राइक, इट कुड बी, इट्स काइंड ऑफ लाइक मॉरल ब्लैकमेलिंग. यू आर, यू समटाइम्स योर द ऑब्जेक्टिव माइट नॉट बी जस्ट इन पब्लिक गुड, एंड यू कुड बी डूइंग इट फॉर योर पर्सनल गेन, एंड देन यू आर फोर्स्ड टू लिसन जस्ट बिकॉज यू आर डूइंग इट. सो हाउ फार इज इट जस्टिफाइड व्हेन इट्स, व्हेन द ऑब्जेक्टिव इज नॉट मॉरली करेक्ट फॉर द लार्जर पब्लिक गुड? आई मीन,
okay,
it's like moral blackmailing basically.
Okay. Any more questions?
Let me respond to
okay,
this.
Please.
These are not easy questions at all. Ye koi aasan sawal nahi uthte hain. ये बहुत ही कॉम्प्लेक्स सवाल है. बेसिकली थ्री थिंग्स कमिंग. वन इज व्हेन गवर्नमेंट गोज ऑन फास्ट, ड्रू, एंड अगेन रिमेंबर यू ब्रॉट इन वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग एग्जांपल ऑफ केजरीवाल रेजिम गोइंग ऑन फास्ट ऑल्सो और सिटिंग ऑन धरना. दैट वॉज नॉट एक्चुअली फास्ट, इट वॉज सिटिंग ऑन धरना ओवर देयर. And what kind of legitimacy do they have? Now there's something which when Shri you said you also use the term public good.
Creating a new state, you can set for.
I mean, sir, what I meant is the government itself is some institution of responsibility. And rather than doing that, they were sitting on the fast, and whole Delhi was jammed at that point of time because of his fast. So what he was doing, I mean, he was responsible for something and he was not actually looking after it, and he was just sitting for another reason. So how far is it legitimate to do something like this, and he gained publicity by doing this?
That's
the main question. How far we are educated enough to understand, you know, what he did and how it impacted.
In fact, whatever you're saying, remember there's already, remember these are not question answer session. These are some kind of ideas we're discussing over here. So when you speak, remember you already, you do have your own answers, not my answers. Say publicity, use the term publicity. Now why do we need publicity? We need publicity to highlight certain things, so that wider public knows. Now, a common, though that's not the best way to look at, but there's always political farce a part of oppositional politics. There's something what you find is unjust, maybe undemocratic, you differ, and then you protest. There's oppositional element over there. And the whole purpose is to highlight, bring these ideas back into wider public, right? So as a part of that, a government, certain government functionaries also went on. Now, what may have been the outcome? Now, remember, the methodologically the problem is, if your mode of action is determined by outcome, then it's too instrumental. So when you choose a mode, there may be A, B, C, D, many outcomes. But if already determined thing, then this act loses its morality. So when Kejriwal goes on to this, if outcomes were determined, fine. If it was so clear that, you know, say Kejriwal and that government goes on fast, and the government would, central government would accept it, which was, remember, BJP was saying that they're working together, right? Marginalizing BJP. So then people would have said, okay, this is all stage managed, which it was not. In fact, your questions, it was not stage managed. Smaller term, there was jam in Delhi.
Yes, sir.
Tell me an opposition which does not lead to, you know, some kind of inconvenience. It's only our choice, what we think. Remember the moment the state dignitaries, remember the first Nirbhaya, what was happening in that Maidan, the India Gate lawns and things of that. The issue was that foreign dignitaries are coming, we need to clean this. So for democracy, foreign dignitaries are more important, but citizens of Delhi are not. It was inconvenience for some, for many actually. But many accepted that inconvenience. Remember that whole 1 month, 2 months. I think we do not have to differ on this account. Mostly people agreed that those agitations were spontaneous. Those were important. It brought in some changes, right? So inconvenience are part of that. Fine. It can't be like, you know, and that's what government wants. Government, remember, wanted actually all these sit-in dharnas to take place out somewhere in outer Delhi. Now, people would always resist. No, no, why should we go there? It's our land, we must. So now they're Jantar Mantar. So I'm just going by every term which you're using, and those are very interesting terms. Fine. Even in your discourse, there'll be all kind of pressure and pulls. Fine. So there is dissatisfaction with Kejriwal, but remember, now it is coming more in terms of, because of the outcome. we know that did not pay. Fine?
Right.
Whereas the earlier time when they went on hunger fast, it paid.
Yes.
Now, our consequences cannot determine the choice of the actions.
Yes.
That has to be left. Okay? Because, you know, remember, consequences are that truly if I'm going on hunger fast, I'm willing to die.
But sir, that's what my point. When he was leading the movement India against corruption, then sitting on fast and getting, because why people sit on fast? To louder their voice, apni baat ko batane ke liye, sab samjhe, sune, sarkar sune. So at that point of time, it was fine when it was a fast. But now, when you are in the government, you are responsible to the people. How far is it?
So that's the crucial thing which you're saying. All other modes are valid.
Yes.
A person can do it, but a person in government.
Yes.
If the person who is in authority, do they have a right?
Yes.
To take recourse of these measures or not?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yes. How far is it legitimate? Yes.
Yeah. You know. Remember, the answers can't be said in yes and no.
Yes.
Right. Many a times. We can't take away this right of person. Gandhi was not in government, but in many ways the power which he wielded was more than government. Now, if it's question of, say, example, what happens, Modi also went on hunger fast. So what you want me to be consistent that, you know, I should also criticize Kejriwal and Modi on the same platform, right?
No,
there is a ground. You know, I'm willing to take that. Fine. So. I won't have a very clear answer that person who are in government, should they take recourse to this or not? But for me, you know, if it happens that all the time what I hear is the elected government in Kashmir constantly questions the use of ASPA. They always say that ASPA should be removed. It means at least, you know, past few months or, you know, years what we see this policy. Now, suppose they take recourse of something of this kind. The Delhi government would say that you're resorting to anarchy. But the local people would say that, thank God, now you understand what is democracy. So it's very contextual. It's very contextual, okay? Delhi story is yet to be, you know, finished. People are blaming him for sitting on that, you know, dharna and also giving up job, Kejriwal, and the valid reason for that. I mean, that's
sir, sorry to interrupt you. I think going by the context in which Arvind Kejriwal sat on dharna, and recently even Shivraj Singh Chauhan in Madhya Pradesh also.
Yes.
But if you go by the political context and the power relation in which they are articulating their demands through dharna or fast as a political mode of articulation, that's perfectly legitimate in the sense if you because this involves a power relation between say central government and state government. Might be Arvind Kejriwal, even after becoming Delhi Chief Minister, he finds himself that I am in a helpless situation. On many counts, Delhi as a political organization, as a unit of the federal system, doesn't have many powers as a full federating unit.
Yes, sir.
Similarly, state governments might also be finding it sometimes helpless, politically helpless, in relation to their power relation with the central government. So they have no other option, constitutionally speaking. To go for this kind of method. So in that context, it is perfectly legitimate. There is nothing illegitimate about it.
And sorry. See, there are grounds, you know, what happens someday, you know, I'm sure when we look at reading, what I've not been able to get to Salam is a reading on what is government. Law means I've been thinking, what is government? Because much of what our young colleague is also saying, if there's something called government, so what are the elements? Forget about power, this in terms of responsible, responsive government. So there's something important about that. Once you are over there, like, you know, as a head of department, and it has happened, head of department have gone on a hunger fast to morally pressurize the students to follow certain things because, you know, they have done some crime, and many principals have gone on hunger fast. They said, you know, if you commit, and that's the moral pressure which you're putting in. So, in that sense, if you look at modes of government, I mean, principals and heads and VCs and, you know, chief minister, and they are all there, do they also have, can they take recourse to this? Does it become undemocratic? It's just, also, let's think more about it. Not right now, but, you know, let's think more about it. Because if it's about moral politics, It's about saintly idioms. Maurice Jones used this saintly idioms, traditional modern saintly idioms. There's something which probably governments can do, but the thin line between responsive and responsible, that's something which needs to be worked out. Huh? So it's a valid point which you're making. Thomas, yeah. Cyanide pills, associated with someone like LTT gorillas, yeah. They used to do it. Nobody can question that it's a mode of sacrifice. A Maoist, they don't take cyanide pill, but they're getting killed. Fine. Remember, to the extent what we call in dominant groups about terrorists or jihadis, they have taken a position that my life is futile unless I sacrifice myself for this cause. Now, you cannot question the notion of sacrifice. But then how to decide? Can we equate this with political farce? There's something different about it. Different from political farce. Fine? Because many times such set of people are not only inflicting violence on themselves, but also inflicting violence on others. Right? So in that sense, the moral legitimacy probably, they may, in the eyes of many of their followers, they may go high. Right? They will achieve martyrdom. But beyond your followers, you don't have a place. Right? So somewhere in terms of the public perceptions, it's narrow.
Can I give an example of a high authority? For example, Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister.
Yeah.
He took the cyanide pill and along with his family committed suicide. So being such a high figure, it's like representing himself to be one of the Aryan race, and being the higher authority and committing an act. And even Hitler took his own life, and according to what the Soviets claimed, when they found him, he was dead. So what image is this, reflecting to the people of that nation? Even at post-World War I, Germany was broken down. But then furthermore, post-World War II, when a higher authority figure does this same action.
Again, very important. But what's happening is, then we're enlarging the scope of self-inflicted wounds leading to deaths, to political farce, to martyrdom. There's a whole range.
What about cowardice?
I won't use any of these, courage or cowardice, because these adjectives which we add, and different people who died in different way. Gandhi himself, would not agree to Bhagat Singh's position, right? Likewise, revolutionary won't accept Gandhi's position. There's a whole debate. But what I'm saying is, if you enlarge the whole parameters, you can't have one answer for all. There'll be different explanations, different answers, to different. So, if I confine myself to political farce, and if at all it results in martyrdom, it will have one implication. But all other kind of self-inflicted wounds may lead to some other thing. Fine. I would still take Goebbels as a political rather than, someone quote-unquote committing suicide as ordinary. Fine. But the implications would be different in all cases. It won't be the same. But one thing would be that most of the people who have inflicted wounds on others do not get the same, acceptance. Because there's a whole notion of sacrifice which is there, self-inflicted, but then you reach out to others. Huh? Both morally and, politically also. The whole issue of moral blackmailing. Yeah, that's one strong position that, after all, that's also a form of violence. When you're going on hunger fast, you are self-inflicted violence. Aapne shareer pe aap ek hinsa kar rahe hain. Now, one position would be it's a kind of productive power. It's not definitely associated with the state power. So we make a distinction between governments going on hartals or sitting on hunger fast, whether it's Modi or Kejriwal. But if you're taking up as an oppositional mode, as a part of the resistance network, those who are going for that were Aram Sharmila and Gogo in Assam or Anna Hazare, whatever. If you take up that sense, yet if it is oppositional form, it is also, now whether one can use, one would like to use term blackmail, because blackmail has this whole color. I don't know why black is, it is as good as any other color. Dekho na sare काले काले कितने अच्छे लग रहे हैं ना, छोले पड़े हुए सो हाँ एंड यू नो सो कलर बट यू नो इट इज डेफिनेटली अ फॉर्म ऑफ पावर विच सो यू एंटरिंग इनटू द डोमेन ऑफ पावर हाउ टू कॉन्सेप्चुलाइज पावर बिकॉज इट इज अ प्रेशर नो डाउट यू नो इट्स नॉट जस्ट अ मोरल थिंग दैट यू नो यू गॉन ऑन दिस एंड देन यू बिकम अ सेंटली फिगर एंड यू सेलिब्रेटिंग इट्स नॉट ऑफ दैट काइंड इट इज अ कॉन्टेस्टेशन इन टर्म्स ऑफ putting pressure. I won't say that. Remember what happens the moment you use the term language of blackmail. There are certain values which you associate with that. And there's certain ugliness about it, certain evil notion about it. Fine. Now in democracy, say in government, you have all this Machiavellian and Cotillian kind of, but you can't reduce democracy to Machiavellian machinations, right? Because there is an urge, there are value framework, fine? We know that, you know, we teach all the time democracy, justice, equality, and we don't teach inequality and a whole series of things. Now actually we do. We do talk of exclusion, we do talk of inequality. So it's not only good values which matter, it's ugly values also needs to be deliberated. But to say that, you know, political farce is a blackmail would be, you know, going to one extreme. Rather one would be that it's a power contestation. Interestingly, the power, the way we understand in terms of coercion, in terms of state apparatuses, remember, whatever may happen, but one thing is certain, states have not lost power. Aap minimum government bata do, aap governance leo, World Bank leo, haan. आप न्यू लिबरलिज्म बता दो ये सारे के बावजूद स्टिल द स्टेट्स आर द मोस्ट पावरफुल यूनिट्स एनीवेयर इन द वर्ल्ड एंड ऑल ऑपोजिशन वांट टू अल्टीमेटली टेक स्टेट पावर वेदर इट्स आईएस टेकिंग प्लेस इन सीरिया अल्टीमेटली इट्स अबाउट स्टेट पावर एंड स्टेट्स समहाउ नॉट ओनली फिजिकल पावर आई मीन जस्ट टेक अप व्हाट इज टुडे व्हाट इज द मेन थिंग व्हाट इज हैपनिंग इज सर्वेलेंस इट्स ऑल सटल इंफॉर्मेशन नॉलेज गैदरिंग Which who is doing it? State. And actually the state, United States of America. Which could actually spy on all others. So in terms of if you're trying to equate a political farce and opposition with state power, there's something very unequal about it. So in that sense, it still remains just a mode of resistance. And if you look at a history of political farce, hardly they have led to victories. Quote unquote. They have been able to get wider audience to support you. But you know, you have not been able to break the state. It's taken long term, fine? Because the repercussions are not immediate. Gandhi, if actually with Gandhi's fast people ran amok, you know, they went and you know started destroying property, would give up the fast. He won't stand. Remember Chori Chora?
Yes, sir.
He won't. So this form of self-inflicted, you know, would be a better counter. Remember, that's what he did in Noakhali, partition, fine? Would be the best antidote to other kind of violence. So the whole sphere of violence, if we take self-inflicted wound, you know, in terms of political fast, also form of violence, what is it opposed to? If we take more seriously, maybe we'll have different answers. Remember, none of these answers, I've given up this idea of convincing each other, right? You have your own positions, but I've also got my positions. So we're open to this.
Sir, one question. You talked about this political past. How, if you talk about the Jainism, there is a concept of, you know, hunger, death. I mean, you are going on hunger, and by doing that, you are getting death. So in that case, how is it different with the political fast and how, you know, morally or the socially, is it related with the overall the concept?
क्या नाम हुआ
दीपक
यू नो आई एम नॉट अ एक्सपर्ट इन दैट दैट्स अ रिमेंबर दैट्स द वेरी फर्स्ट पॉइंट आई स्टार्टेड आई सेड कि आई एम मेकिंग अ डिस्टिंक्शन बिकॉज सी मेनी टाइम व्हाट हैपेंस वी स्टार्ट एंड वी से ओके दिस पॉलिटिकल फास्ट स्टार्ट विद गांधी नो इट्स नॉट द फर्स्ट टाइम समवेयर इन माई फ्रेम आई टेल यू टू थिंग्स सो वन आई एम नॉट इक्विप्ड टू रियली एक्सप्लेन जर्निज्म एंड बुद्धिज्म एंड यू नो इस्लाम एंड हिंदुइज्म एंड क्रिश्चियनिटी इट्स पार्ट ऑफ ऑल सच ट्रेडिशंस सो इट हैज अ लॉन्ग हिस्ट्री And people have worked on this. But political fast definitely prevails in democracy. Probably somebody would have asked me, okay, would this work? And something which was always asked, Gandhi was asked, would this work in fascist Nazi? Probably we all would say, okay, it won't work in Nazi times. Fine. See, many have a position that, you know, we are moving towards fascism. Many have position. Fine. Would this kind of resistance work? My own position is India is very diverse. Those who come into power, they have all things. But, you know, there's something what happens and none of this fascism and Nazism would come over here. There's something which is going to destabilize that. But would this work in those circumstances? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But somewhere I do relate that once you have whatever rudimentary form of democracy, even with the most authoritarian state, but constitutional state, such political protests do have a place. See, people would protest even if there is fascism. And why not? In fact, there should be more protests, and there have been more protests during fascism. Take up Soviet Union. It's not that there were no protests were happening. The protests were happening, but the form it took place was different. Right? People would always protest. But there's every possibility that political fast in a democratic setup would have a better place, would have better outcome. Because the fact is a democratic state is supposed to respond. If state is not responding, there's a huge question mark about its democratic nature. Huh? So the whole idea of how do we theorize state as democratic state? It's not just rule of law. It's not just constitutionalism. It's not just separation of power, which all are there. But there's something more than that. Right? So maybe that's something which we can further look. Again, not now.
Yeah.
So if we look into the recent trends, we see that the movements which have the past as their essence are now actually turning into the political parties. So the peoples who are actually questioning the state apparatus or state policies are now actually framing those policies. So does this transition come under the resistance policy or the past policy?
Actually, if we
I think media has a very important role to play in political past.
Yeah.
Because only the popular past get recognized. And even they only end up in results sometimes. What about the ones who are fasting in depth at different places, in remote areas? They are also fasting for a cause. Why are not they recognized? Don't you think media has a very important role to play in this?
Last question.
Yeah.
सर मेरा क्वेश्चन है कि एक तरफ हम देखे था कि जो एक साल पहले जो आंदोलन होता अन्ना का एक तरफ आंदोलन हुआ था एक तरफ बाबा रामदेव का जिस आंदोलन में देखे तो पब्लिसिटी के तौर पर भी मीडिया ने भी बहुत अच्छा कवरेज दिया उन्होंने भी लेकिन सर देखते हैं कि अन्ना के आंदोलन में कहीं भी गवर्नमेंट के जो पुलिस है इसलिए कहीं भी कहीं दिक्कत करने की कोशिश नहीं कोई परेशानी नहीं हुई जिस तरह का कोई उसे रोकने की या रेस्ट्रिक्शन नहीं डाला लेकिन हमें रामदेव वाले में देखते हैं कि रात ही रात में जैसे ड्रामा हो जाता है, कहाँ से कैसे
देखो रामदेव जी को
बताइए.
पॉलिटिकल फास्ट इज अ काइंड ऑफ रेजिस्टेंट राइट, बट वी आर सीइंग दैट इन 2011 मोदी वेंट ऑन अ फास्ट फॉर अ काउज टू क्लीन हिमसेल्फ बिकॉज देयर वर एलिगेशन अगेंस्ट हिम फॉर राइट्स.
Introspection.
2001, right? So isn't it turning for personal gain? Because he could have gone before that, like in 2001 only he could have gone on a fast to clean himself. But he did that just before 2 years of election. So isn't it some law not to do for personal gain? Like, you know that politics, for power or
something. Yeah. Law, let's avoid right now. Law has many. See, there are many, many issues which you're bringing. Yes. Many. See, many things is really going to help me to. I mean, we come and speak because, you know, it helps us. You think that, you know, आपके लिए मैं बोल रहा हूँ, मैं अपने लिए बोल रहा हूँ. क्योंकि ये सारे क्वेश्चन मुझको कहाँ मिलेंगे, किसको समय. आप इतना क्वेश्चन दे रहे हो, बहुत बहुत सीरियस क्वेश्चन यहाँ पे आए हैं. When do you end fast, Ankita? Let's take a one sort of, you know, naive state answer. When end summit, AFPA is abolished, Aram Sharmila will end the fast. Okay. End of independence, end of colonialism, Gandhi would end the fast. End of corruption, and then you realize, can corruption end like this? It won't, right? Well, Lokpal was legislated, right? All those things. So it can't be end, and you know that here is a thing and it will end. It will never happen, that, right? In fact, the question you can turn back and say, why people continue doing political fast? Why Aram Sharmila still doing this fast? Fact is that in Manipur, in 14 years, there have been 4 elections. Remember, same party has come into power 4 times. People only give example of Modi. Manipur, the same thing happened. I mean, are we just few bunch of intellectual scholars who highlighting this thing? Are Manipuri really, do they want AFPA? Nobody wants army at their door gate. You know, if the army is standing here, you won't be easy. Now, the gun is also going on. If the knowledge is also going on, then it's going on. Nobody wants that. Huh? So, you can revert the question and say, why do they continue to do that? And she's one of the exception, remember. People give up after some point of time, right? So, those who have given up, there's a whole logic where government responds in certain ways. There's a whole, you know, backroom diplomacy which goes on. And then the person who's persuaded that, you know. So they get some promises. Fact is that in Aram Sharmila case, there's no promise. Trust me, Manmohan Singh himself, the then Prime Minister, went there and promised, fine, Kandla Fort will be freed from army, which has been done. AFPA will be removed in certain parts. In Fal, certain parts not there. But none ever have promised that it will be taken away. Fine. So what you find is, if you ask the question why she continues, probably these are the glimmer of hope. Fine. The all kind of violence. I'm not saying only state violence. There's a militant violence and nobody likes violence. Right? Amongst them, so there are all forms of resistance. Today, the Manipuri resistance would be more known because of Aram Sharmila's fast rather than the militant. Militants will be eliminated. She can't be eliminated. So that could be. Fine? Now, these are not answers, remember. These are just ways of thinking. See, you're right, you know, let's see the link. Of course, I focus on political fast, which become part of political domain. You're right, you know, that those are not political fast, but nevertheless, those are some way of responding. Those are moral pressures. Parents sometimes go on moral pressure. Main khana nahi khaunga kyunki aap time pe ghar nahi aate ho. Ho sakta aapke saath bhi hua ho. Aapki maa bolengi. Now, what you realize, there are moral values. And moral values cuts across religion, communities. It happens in all, you know, many households. And you'll realize, and that's probably, you know, you brought in a very good example, those are last resort. No parent would like to pressurize their own children, or husband would like to pressurize wife, and wife would like to pressurize husband in terms of taking this kind of a position that okay, I'm going to suffer because they're not. Those are last resort. There's an element of politics over there. Fine. We do not have otherwise. अब आएगा बहुत मोरल आएगा इतना मोरल आएगा कि हम डूब जाएंगे मोरल से हाँ बट स्टिल देयर वर मोरल्स ऑल द टाइम वी टॉक्ड अबाउट नाउ वेदर दैट शुड बी सीन एज अ पब्लिक डोमेन व्हाई शुड इट बी सीन एज अ पब्लिक डोमेन नॉट एवरीथिंग शुड बी पार्ट ऑफ पब्लिक डोमेन ट्रस्ट मी आप तो आप लोग इस जमाने में रहते हो कि आप चश्मा क्या पहने हो कब खाना खाए ये भी आप डाल देते हो पब्लिक डोमेन पे है ना तो बड़ी अच्छी बात है ग्रेजुअली दैट्स योर चॉइस यू डू इट बट व्हाई शुड एवरीथिंग be part of public domain. There has to be something which are part of personal domain, domestic domain, public domain, our domain of belief. They need not be part of state and public domain in that sense. That's also public. So that's the question, but it's a very important link. Remember, the ideas do not flourish somewhere in out open in public. They derive from family, they derive from religion, they derive from culture, they derive from tradition. Ideas come from various sources. I mean, we started with this, that in a political fast, idea Gandhi learned from his mother. Exactly what we were in. So, you know, people learn from various sources. Transition from oppositional to parties. But what is the problem? I take political parties also as legitimate, you know, groups as such. Why should they remain only as a part of, you know, oppositional politics in terms of self-suffering? There could be continuum. There may be people who may say, okay, I've done this, but you know, beyond that, I don't want to be part of quote-unquote politics, right? But if there are people who would like to transform a group or individual or, you know, community to a party, that's equally legitimate, fine? I think your anxiety stems from the fact that isn't that they're taking advantage of that. But remember, Gandhi never claimed to be part of a party, but Congress took, you know, claimed that, fine? So it's a part of political process. There may be deeper question which at this stage I'm unable to. Media. Absolutely it is. But remember times when you didn't have this kind of media, internet, fax machine. Remember that Bhagat Singh and those who went on fast. It took 3 days or 4 days the message to reach, but it reached. In fact, very interesting, now many times you have a homogeneous response. That, you know, there may be violence in 10 localities. Aap message kar dete, wahan pe ho jata hai. Prior to this mass media, there were varied responses. Right? Because by the time somebody got message, they're responding in other ways. In the immediate locality, people were responding in other ways. So, you know, what happened with Anna? Tihar, message flashed, many people marched to the Tihar jail. Fine? So you may have very, very different responses in earlier times. It is true that media, now whether it's, critical question is, whether it's only publicity. If publicity was the issue, remember when you were responding to Modi's fast, there was an element of contempt, not an element of appreciation. Why? Because someone there is in power. Even if you say, you know, purification, but there is a question mark if, you know, even with huge publicity, you can publicize all over the world. But people would question, is that actually leading to change? Is that what we really want? Because public do decide, members of the community do take a moral decision also, right? So maybe media publicity is by itself not enough. It is true, and that's what Mrs. Thatcher did. She said this publicity is the lifeblood. So just clamp down. When Irish prisoners went on fast, no news will go out. What was happening to them? So you close it so much. So those in power would like less and less and least publicity. But those who opposition, they would like the message to reach out. But per se, publicity is not good enough. Because there's something moral values attached to that. Right? What are the issues which are being in? Personal gains, that's what political fast as resistance, personal gains. I think that there actually the public sphere comes in. Amongst various political fasts, which are seen as something which is about public, about public interests, about public goods, about common goods, and what is seen as narrow electoral gains or people who want to achieve quote unquote power in that sense. I think that the sphere, public sphere, that's very important. So these are not settled issues. These would be, you know, these are issues decided, you know, as and when things do come up, because people do change. Remember the kind of support which it got. Means nobody realized 28 seats. God knows what may happen later. People do change, and why not? Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Professor Ujjal, for a very engaging discussion. Really enjoyed. So we'll have Professor Ujjal again and again in our departments. I think some of the ideas that he touched about, I think we'll take it to our classes. So thank you, Professor Ujjal, for your time and for your discussion.
A very knowledgeable audience. Very knowledgeable.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Sir. Yeah. Thank you. How are you, ma'am?
Fine.